entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman. It's Your Business. We're show 761 in our original It's Your Business series. 2 hours today, the second hour exclusively, the Dakota Fest right here in Mitchell. Day two following the political forum on Tuesday, and we're located at the Plains Commerce booth at 524W. And you also can come by and take a look at our Billion Ram vehicle that we're going to be giving away in a 24-month lease after the first of the year. It's at the Farm Bureau tent. Sue Martins will be signing us up for that. If you'd like to come by, say hello, or come by Plains Commerce. In the studio mix today, we have the business of golf with Craig Maddock helping us in the studio. And in just a minute, we'll start the hour with the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch, and Jim Wooster. But let's bring in Brian Heisel, the Executive Director of the Mitchell Chamber of Commerce. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Before we do talk with the Ag Secretary and the guy that thinks he's the Ag Secretary of the printed word, Mr. Wooster, let's give us a bit of a flavor how important this Dakota Fest has become in this, like, the 19th year for Mitchell.
We've watched this festival grow, this trade show, really, for agriculture. And we didn't know what to expect over time. It was a part of an extension of Farm Fest out of Minnesota. It has positioned really the tradition of Mitchell being an ag community, a trade community. We have a little building downtown called the Corn Palace that celebrates that in terms of 100-plus years of recognizing agriculture. And this festival, this trade show, is all business all day. And it's been very, very important for us to position the community and the region.
You know, reporters always ask the same question, economic impact. I'm more interested about the message that the Mitchell Chamber sends as a helping host for this event, how big agriculture is, how big this has to be to agriculture all over South Dakota.
I think if we don't have to look too far in the past to understand how important agriculture and the associated businesses with it are. I'm going to tell you that agriculture saved South Dakota's bacon in 2009 and 2010 when the rest of the nation was suffering under the worst recession we've had in a 70-year period. South Dakota's agricultural economy and farm income, and we looked at farm income just in our two counties of Hanson and Davison, and there was over $84 million of farm income in that same in a one-year period. That floated the boat, frankly, and kept the trades, the retail, and everything else healthy. So, and the vendors that are here at Dakota Fest are the support system for production agriculture that absolutely is a part of our region and Mitchell's future.
All right, I'm going to ask each guest that's on the show today the do not miss part of Dakota Fest. What would you say?
You know, this is with over 600 vendors, and I think that taking a day's time to come and enjoy what is the products, the services, and really spend some time understanding the kind of equipment. I think that's the key to this trade show. It is a traditional trade show, and yes, there's some fun activities involved, but this is a business show. This is about doing business, and I think people, if they want to understand agriculture a little better, just take the time, take a day, enjoy the fact that there are quality businesses doing business with our ag producers.
And we're going to be talking with another one of your people at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
David Lampert will be here at 10 o'clock. Dave is our regional economic developer. He's serving communities like Parkston and Corsica and White Lake. And the counties around. He is a pro in doing rural development and ag development, and we're pleased to have him on our staff serving the region around us.
Ryan Heisel, Executive Director, Mitchell Chamber of Commerce, thanks for the hospitality. The weather that doesn't have the rain that Sioux Falls had, you'd like to see a little more rain, though.
We could have a touch of rain here now, but we'd like to avoid the hail, tornadoes, and storms that they're predicting for this evening. So let's just keep that on hold.
All right. Brian, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, we're going to bring in, I don't know that I'm going to have control of the microphones here, but we're going to do the best we can. We've got the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch, and we do have a guy by the name of Wooster, longtime voice, scribe for the Tri-State Neighbor.
Whoa, what's scribe mean? I don't know. Lucas, is that okay?
I hope so.
Okay.
If Bill said it, it's got to be good.
Yeah, that's right. I agree.
Now, I actually gave him a trial run before we did this, Lucas, and that was with Amara Sioux Falls.
Excellent.
And it was raining outside that day.
Yes, it was. Hot. Pretty good, too.
And between the two of you, they said they couldn't hear me very well. I said I never got to talk.
Well, Bill, I have to tell you personally this morning, this is on my bucket list of life to be on the radio with Jim Wooster, a voice that nobody in South Dakota needs introduction to because they know him and they love him and highly respect. Jim, it's great to be with you this morning.
Thanks, Lucas. Is that my singing voice or my talking voice?
I think both.
Got a little song at the end of this segment.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. Lucas, let's measure the value of importance of the Dakota Fest and get the state of the agriculture economy here on August 20th.
Sure. Well, you know, when you're looking at agriculture in South Dakota, you're talking about a $25.6 billion industry. It's something that only continues to evolve in our state's economy. The importance of agriculture in an event like Dakota Fest brings it all to fruition. It gives us a chance mid-year, right before a major harvest come in on our corn and soybeans. We've been seeing wheat come in off of our spring wheat. Tremendous crops in our state. This is our opportunity to continue to look to the future, the technology, the investment that our producers are making, and just a true recognition that we're advancing the ball of agriculture. Because you know, Bill, agriculture is never stood still, and this event showcases that annually.
30 to 40,000 people expected in the 3 days. What's the significance of these 3 days, Jim?
Well, I think, obviously, as you guys were talking, as Mr. Heisel was talking, just the fact that everything involved here is agriculture-related, I just would throw in, I've had two people now, farm friends of mine, that farm pretty good size, and they come every year. They bring their hired men and everybody, even in the harvest. They think it's that important. This year, and Lucas will probably touch on that, this year, one of their that they're looking at, that they've got at the top of their list is what can we do for temporary storage? Something we can do that we can bring in, or their tunnel. What, you know, I'm not good at these things, but they're in addition to everything else, that's what they're saying. Is there temporary facilities? Is there some kind of a hoop barn or something that we can use? And that's, if nothing else, when they walk away from here with an answer to that question, they've had a good day.
You bet. Well, Jim, you bring up a great point, and it just brings it back to where we've been these last number of months. Is just a recognition that our inadequate and inconsistency of rail service has really put a glut in our elevators, as well as still on the farm. We got a lot of old crops sitting out there. And because of that, we've been, you know, from our Surface Transportation Board meeting in April to recently, we were just back in D.C. with the governor talking with the Surface Transportation Board, but ultimately found ourselves with the Genesee, Wyoming, which is the new operators of the Rapid City Pier in Eastern, which is still serviced and supported by the Canadian Pacific. But we met with those rail executives and really laid out the critical need that we're facing right now, and they've committed to three additional grain trains a week, but you know, it's all about getting the backlog caught up, because that record wheat harvest is right in front of let's say it like it is, a record soybean and corn harvest
coming at us.
That is the good news. The bad news is, what do we do with that record?
So when it comes to storage, it's about, if you talk to any of the grain handling folks, the grain systems, everybody that's putting them up is busy. There's a backlog on that. Yeah. We've looked at temporary storage. I know grain socks seem to be something that folks are talking about.
That's what it's, Lucas. I didn't know, remember what it was. That's what they're talking about.
You know, but the other part of that is when it comes down to the moisture, you know, and handling, you know, elevators are great at handling grain and piling grain. But part of it is having the control measures in place so that as you make those management decisions to store grain on your farm, taking the precautions necessary to protect it and to and use it in a way that you can maintain the quality of your grain.
You know, we did ask Brian Heisel, we'll ask you the same thing. What should be on your bucket list, Dakota Fest this year? What should people see and those people that are not on a farm, this is a chance to come out and learn a little bit about that $25.6 billion industry.
Right. Well, and not to take it for granted, but when you come out to Mitchell and Jim, your lifetime of service in agriculture here in South Dakota, you've seen the changes.
Oh, man.
I've seen the changes of the last 20 years and can hardly believe it. But when you come out here and you see the science and the technology, and if you have questions, there's not a person on these grounds that's in South Dakota agriculture that won't take the time to help you understand it.
And add to that, the last, I don't know, 6 or 8 years, it's always been a factor here, but South Dakota State University, their research people, their extension people, the tent in the northwest corner, the huge tent where they hold the debates, but they also have the educational forum. But you're right. They're, you know, way back when I was just a commission business, we just sold cattle, told people what they're worth, and in those days, they basically, everything went through South Dakota State. Now these, and I'm not taking away from our land-grant university, but now, whether it's a seed corn company or technology, the people that represent those companies are so skilled. I mean, they are so knowledgeable in what they do. And, you know, we used to refer to people like them as salesmen. They're advisors or consultants. I mean, they sell too, but boy, what they do is they educate, and they're really good at it. And this grounds is just full of those kind of people.
Absolutely. The technical sales aspect, and many of our former South Dakota State University professors are now employed by industry.
That's what they do. Yeah.
I understand that the two of you were on stage recently.
It's Empire Fair, Ag Appreciation Day, and I MC it. It's a noon show, and we sing a little Mogan's Heroes, kind of legends in this part of the country.
And it was after you were on with me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, about an hour later. So I saw Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. I said, here's our exit chair, Lucas Lynch, yay, chair. I said, Lucas, come on up here and say a few words. Well, he gets up, and as Mogan always does, he said, Lucas, do you know any songs? Sing with us. Sing something. Without hesitation, he says, do you know Under the Boardwalk? Well, Mogan's does it three times a show. And away they, it was good. I'm telling you what, the people were clapping. It was really, really good.
Well,
I've always said this, Larry Gabriel, Walt Bones, we just not only good friends, but we were so blessed. And then to follow it up with a guy that is just like those two, but can sing, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, this is where I give thanks where credit is due to the Oofta Brothers of Northeastern South Dakota.
Oofta Brothers,
All right, we're going to have you sing a song, but we've got a guy that is back in the studio celebrating a birthday today. He's as well-known as Lucas Lynch and Governor Dugard across the state, Craig Matic, and is celebrating a birthday. Now, which one of you guys is going to lead off?
Definitely Jim.
I'll start out, and then you do a little harmony with me. So Craig's in the studio.
He's in the studio.
Well, happy birthday to you, Craig Matic. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. This is terrible, Bert. To you. Happy birthday, Craig Matic. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys.
The Dakota fans.
Boy, that lowered the level.
No. Thanks, Bill. Thank you so much.
Lucas Lynch, Jim Wooster. We'll be back out here at the end of the hour. We're at Plains Commerce Booth 524W. And we have the business of golf coming with happy birthday boy Craig Matic up next.
I'm Craig Matic. Normally, you hear me on KWSN, AM 1230, FM 98.1. Sioux Falls Sports Radio, but I get to come in once in a while to help the boys over here on Kello and with Zortman over in Mitchell, taking care of everything over there for the program today. Glad to be in the studio to help out with the golf boys and, of course, more on Bill Zortman at Dakota Fest here a little bit later on. But let's start with my good friend as we talk about business of golf, our guest Dave Austed, my good buddy. We've known each other for many, many years. Dave, nice to talk with
you,
pal.
Many years. Of course, I'm considerably younger than you, Craig, but happy 60th birthday. That's great. Magical age, big boy.
Enjoy your day. Way once in a while. it's great. I hope you've been good, my friend, over the past year. Sweet.
Absolutely. It's been a fun year in golf. We're picking up some steam now that Rory's playing some good golf and we've had some good weather. So, things are looking up.
Rory would be what you call sizzling right
Three
now.
Three wins in a row. Yeah. I mean, that's pragmatic-like. You know, that is...
Yeah, at the local miniature golf store. Yes, I am hot there.
Are you still hitting those wedges like 200 yards?
Yeah, yep. Even though I may be close to 60, I can still
pound it up. I have to share this with the listeners. We played together a few years ago, and we were in Del Rapids, and Craig says, well, how far are we away? And it was like 120 yards, and you hit a wedge that went over the pin, over the green, over the back, and it was at least a quarter section into the cornfield. I mean, it was not even close. And
of course,
I'm like, thank you for your contribution, Craig. You're awesome.
I didn't tell people that I had to pee in a cup after that shot to make sure that I wasn't on anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what makes golf fun. You know, those kind of shots, those are great.
Well, hey, let's talk about the 4 weeks of FedEx play here. Things, you know, everyone gets cut down more and more here over the next 4 weeks.
This is our version of the Super Bowl, and yep. It's a little weird because it's seeded. So, obviously, Roy McIlroy is the number one seed, and it goes 4 weeks. So there's 125 people at the Barclays this week. It'll go down to 100, and then down to 70, and then down to 30. And ultimately, there will be a winner who will walk away with a $10 million check in 4 weeks. So it's a pretty cool deal. It's a little odd because, obviously, it's like playing a football game and having one team already have, you know, a couple of touchdowns on the board before you even start, because some of the points that Rory has throughout the year, he's the number one point getter. So he starts with a little bit of a lead to begin with. But it's interesting. It keeps coming down, and they trim people down every week. And ultimately, you know, you get the $10 million check, which is pretty sweet.
They're so Rory away. Is the favorite. I mean,
he is absolutely. I mean, three wins in a row. There is no Tiger. Tiger did not make this. And, of course, he's not healthy enough to play anyway. The word is that he may play come December in his own event, but that will be the first time we see Tiger. And then right after these 4 weeks of playoffs, then we have the Ryder Cup, which will be interesting as well. And the general perception is the United States is going to get their butts kicked.
Well, I hope they're better when they're up in Minneapolis here. Is that in 2 years, the Ryder Cup?
Yes. At Hazeltine. That will be a lot of fun. It rotates every 2 years, and it goes to England or Scotland one time and then back to the U.S. And next time, in 2 years, it will be at Hazeltine. So mark your calendars, get up there and watch it. I got a chance to be in Chicago 2 years ago and watch the United States Day. One of the biggest demises in the history of sports.
Yes.
I'm not sure we're even going to get that chance this year. I think it's going to, because most of our team is either injured or just playing terribly. And, of course, Rory McIlroy is going to play for the Europeans. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I'm excited about the Barclays. I think it'll be a fun event. It's great to see all the big names out there. You want to hear my picks? I got some good ones.
For the golf fantasy or just for
absolutely.
The
FedEx? Yeah, absolutely. Right. For this week, I've got Ricky Fowler and Adam Scott as my A players. My B is Rory McIlroy and Jim Furyk. Bill Haas and Jason Day are on my bench. C is Sergio Garcia and Jimmy Walker. Those are some good names. And these guys are all playing well.
Yeah.
Playing
Sergio's well. One of those guys, too, that he's been so close so many times. And he's been. This is his best year in a number of years.
And he is behaving himself. He's not spitting in the cup. He's not throwing his clubs. He's starting to mature. And that's what happens when you get in your 30s or your 60s or, you know, whatever, however old he is now. He's not the, you know, impetulant teenager he was before. So. And he's actually, the fans are starting to like him a little more. So we'll see what happens. He's playing some.
I want to talk about merchandising. All right. Tell me what's going on at the store.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because next week is Labor Day weekend, and we will be doing a massive, whatever needs to sell is going to be sold. So we're going to open up our warehouse over Labor Day weekend, and we'll start on Thursday, a week from tomorrow. And things will be up to 80% off. And we're talking clubs, we're talking shoes, we're talking balls. We have a lot of people that aren't even golfers, but they come out and they get their golf shirts from us because they're so comfortable and they're very comfortable. And when it's really hot, they're very comfortable even then.
If you or someone you know has a good work ethic, good people skills, and wants to earn good money, listen
Hold
up.
On there,
Intech
Dave.
Needs you immediately. Intech's workload is
that was my
That's
fault.
Classic.
I accidentally
That's
hit a button.
That's professional
there.
Radio,
Sorry.
Right there.
Sorry about that. It wasn't because I was getting bored of what you were telling me about.
Apparently,
I was at the store.
Apparently, you don't need some new shirts.
I need new shoes. Though I need new shoes, okay?
Well,
so are the shoes going to help me hit longer?
Absolutely. Next weekend, come out to the Labor Day, Austin Labor Day. It's kind of legendary. We get people that come in from 150, 200 miles to come shop this thing. It'll start Thursday morning at 6 a.m., and it will run through Tuesday after Labor Day. But we are setting it up now. We go out to all the other stores. We clean out all the other 10 stores, bring them all here, and we mark it down because I do not want to look at this stuff all winter. So basically, if you're interested in any products, come on out and see us next week because it'll be some great deals.
Let me see here. Okay, so give me quickly your picks for the first round of the Barclays.
I did, big boy.
Fowler. Fowler and Scott.
Yep.
McIlroy.
Haas. Okay. Kirk, Jason Day, Sergio, and Jimmy Walker.
All right.
It'll be a fun event. There's some great names. There's some big names here. And it'll be interesting to see if Rory, you know, he's won three tournaments in a row. And, of course, he was just on Jimmy Fallon. I don't know if you saw that. He's knocking windows out with playing a game, and Tiger was there as well.
Yeah.
So he's getting some publicity, but it'll be fun to see if he can do four in a row because this guy is hot.
Dave, always is a pleasure talking with you, my friend. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
happy
pal.
Birthday.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Dave Austad for the Business of Golf. Bill Zortman is in Dakota Fest and Mitchell. We'll check later with him in the hour. We got more coming up here on Kello.
A steady, predictable income. I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live. Then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Sun and clouds for the rest of the day with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. An afternoon high 84. Then for tonight, it will be humid with a couple of strong thunderstorms around, a low 71. Remaining humid tomorrow with clouds and sun, high 87 and a low 67. Then a shower or thunderstorm around for the afternoon Friday, high 85. That's your Sioux Falls weather. I'm AccuWeather's Kevin Snyder.
Your home for Belfridge, Limbaugh, and Hannity. Keeping you informed. Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Hey, glad to have you with us today. I'm Craig Maddock for the Business of Golf, sitting in for Bill Zortman. Bill is on location. He's at the Dakota Fest in Mitchell. I'm normally on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 98.1, KWSN. And, I guess they want me in when we talk sports over here, which is great. I love doing that. And we're talking some golf. And Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc. is here.
Good morning, Craig.
Paul, nice to see you this morning. And Bill always refers to you as the doctor of bagology. So you need to tell me what that is all about.
That's kind of a nickname I picked up this spring with the other two doctors on the show. It relates to the services that we provide at Golf Etc. Golf Etc. is a true custom-fitting, custom-building golf shop here in Sioux Falls. We're kind of unique. We're one of a kind. Our fittings are very lengthy. And then we go through our customers' bags. We go through our customers' swing. And then we simply make recommendations. We kind of give them a blueprint for what needs to be addressed in their bag versus a customer coming in, seeing a set of clubs on the wall, they look good, the sale price is right, and they walk out the door with them, and they aren't fit at all.
Hey, we're all different. I mean, all of us, our arms may not be as long as they're supposed to be, or our body structure. So I recommend, absolutely, you need to get them fitted so you have the best swing.
You know, there's a lot of press in recent years about getting fit, and I got into the business 15 years ago, and I tell people frequently, I have yet to build two identical sets of clubs. It just doesn't happen. Everyone is different.
I want to talk about the swings. When the swings with the golf clubs, do you have to, if someone is swinging, if they have a pretty good golf swing or the speed of the golf club, mm-hmm. you have to tailor that too to that person that is.
Right. It's much more than just club length and the lie angle. It's the weight of the shaft, the stiffness of the shaft. The industry uses about 5 flexes, you know, your ladies, your seniors, your extra stiff. I use over 25 flexes of shafts. I use shafts ranging from as light as 50 grams up to 130 grams. All of those factors go into the golfer's playing ability, their swing, how much club head speed they generate, how they load the shaft at the top, where they release down at the bottom, all sorts of things.
There's a lot that goes to it, but Paul Daugherty makes it simple from Golf Etc. Common fault with clubs that most people might think.
One of the most common faults is having too stiff of shafts.
And the golf clubs today to even 5 years ago, the technology has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Technology has changed a lot. The USG, of course, sets the limits for what manufacturers can do with heads. So to say that a driver head from 5 years ago is outdated, I really don't believe in that, because mm-hmm. the USGA has not changed the core limit on driver heads. So it's just that TaylorMade Titleist now is coming out with their new model this next year. They're just introducing new models year to year with a slightly different look. They put some little taglines on there, like 20 yards longer, et cetera, et cetera. But in all honesty, it's not going to be 20 yards longer unless it's fit with the proper shaft.
Right. I want mine 20 yards longer. I just wanted to hit it 20 yards straighter.
Straighter. Most people would give up 20 yards if they could be in the fairway every time.
All right. Let's go to your picks. First round of the FedEx, the Barclays. Who do you like this week?
My A players, I have Bubba Watson starting. I have Adam Scott on the bench. B, I have Brian Harman and Jordan Spieth on the bench. Jim Furyk starting, Bill Haas on the bench.
See, Bubba is still apologizing for stuff he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay, Bubba. You don't have to.
You don't have to apologize.
You know.
C players, I'm going to start out with Sergio, and I have Jimmy Walker on the bench.
All right. Golf Etc. right there by O'Gorman High School and Billion Auto right there on 41st Street. What's new in the store for you here this week?
Lots of fittings. I'm surprised that we're mid-August and the calendar is still pretty booked with people coming in for fittings. It's a great time of the year to get fit. You're hitting the ball solid. You've been playing all summer. Get in now and find out how well your equipment is truly fitting you.
I agree. Fall golf is some of the best.
We have a couple months of great golf left.
All right. Paul, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Paul Doherty with Golf Etc. joining us, right by O'Gorman High School in Billion Auto on 41st Street. John Miller is in with Golf Addiction. John, I'm in today for Zortman, so you'll be able to talk a lot more today there, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Greg, how are you, man? Happy to have you on the mic sometimes. Nice change-up, even though Bill's probably a hard-working man over at Dakota Fest right now.
Yes, he's a busy guy. Well, just like Great Life, Golf Addiction changes the way people are able to play golf year-round, even here during the football season. Tell me what's going on with you, John.
Yeah, you bet. So football season's ramping up. We're kind of in the preseason, so we're kind of getting that tingling in your stomach feeling, saying, man, I can't wait for the first game. So what that means is we got fantasy football going on right now. So that's huge. So we're doing fantasy football parties down here. We got a package put together for everybody. So when the Sims aren't being used, essentially it's a 15-foot video wall where you can do your drafts right on that wall. So the guys are coming in, bringing, 10 to 15 of their guys that are in their drafts. You get 3 hours on the simulator to either golf or use it as your draft board, plus two large Chicago-style pizzas and two pictures of your favorite ice-cold beverage, whether it's beer. I guess we could put wine in there if you're going to get crazy. Or soda. And it's $79 for the whole group. So you bring 10 guys, it's only $8 for everybody to come and enjoy themselves. And then when NFL season starts, it's the three-hour game day golf package. So you can come in 3 hours with the large Chicago-style pizza for $69 and play golf while you're watching your favorite team play on the big screen that we have here.
Nice. Yeah, of course, 50 simulated courses. Is there a favorite? Have you noticed over the past summer which course most of the people like to play over there at Golf Addiction?
Yeah, we just looked. So the other day we kind of went through stats and stuff like that, and it's so close. It's within 1% to 2%, but it's between Pebble Beach and GPC Sawgrass are our most played courses down here. Mm-hmm. And it's entertaining. The guys and girls that come down, so they say, well, I want to play Pebble Beach, okay? I'm about a 10 handicap, and they end up shooting 25 over going, well, I'm really a 10 handicap. I'm like, well, you played one of the toughest courses in the world, so that might have something to do with it. But, it's a great time. We got a lot to offer. A couple things we got changed with the menu. We're doing it's called an addiction dog. I like to say it'll change your life because it's so good. It's a hot dog, quarter-pound hot dog wrapped in fry bread. It is so good. So if you get a chance, bring down, try one of those. And then we got some new beers going on tap here coming up. So I can't tell you what it is yet. It's going to be a nice craft beer that's going to be on tap. Absolutely.
Golf Addiction's right at 57th and Marion. How's the aiming oil doing?
It's good. So it's improving golfing games everywhere. just ask them once they have a few. So I think it loosens people up. So it's a lot of fun. You bring in a big group and then you guys want to have a few beers and things like that. We got a lot of promos that we're doing. So we just announced this a couple days ago. We've been running it for about a week, testing it. One of my favorite beers that we have 16-ounce
PBR pounders for $1 right now. So we're going to run that going into Snowfly, and then we'll change it up with something else. So
right.
If you can find a 16-ounce beer anywhere in Sioux Falls for $1, I might lower it down to 99 cents. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking right. There, John.
Absolutely.
All right, reservations, they should give you guys a call, right?
Yeah, with NFL season coming up and draft parties and all that good stuff going on, I'd encourage you guys to give us a call if you want to come in and play. Just so we get you down here and we make sure we have a sim open for you. I don't like when somebody comes down and we have to tell you no and you got to wait for an hour. So, yeah, definitely give us a call. Our phone number down here is 605-274-8903. Just give us a holler and we'll get you set up.
274-8903. 274-8903 there with golf addiction. Got to give me the pick for the Barclays. First stop Absolutely. On the FedEx run here.
This is going to be a fun tournament. There's a lot of big names in here. So, believe it or not, my business partner's name is Adam Scott, and anytime he's playing, we seem to play Mr. Adam Scott.
Okay.
So he's in, which is good. So Adam Scott's our A player in. Phil Mickelson's going to be on the bench. We'll see how he does in the first round and maybe do some swap out. And obviously, I mean, you got to put in Rory. He is so stinking hot right now. So he's our B player in with Jordan Spieth. Jim Furyk and Bill Haas are going to be on the bench. And then Sergio Garcia is our in player as our C player. And Charles Forsell is going to be on the bench for our C player. So good lineup. I'm anxious to see how everything works out. We got to redeem ourselves. We've been on the bottom totem pole for the last
Time to make a move.
Weeks.
Time to make
Absolutely.
A move there, John.
You got it.
John, thanks for the time as always. Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion. Get over there. Great stuff. You can watch football and golf at the same time. And that nothing better than that, is it?
No, there's nothing better than that. That's a man's paradise or a woman's paradise.
John, thanks, pal. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. John Miller, Golf Addiction, right there at 57th and Marion. Just ahead, the doctors of the business of golf when your business continues. Hey, welcome back. It is your business and the golf show that goes with it. By the way, Bill Zortman is in Mitchell. He's at Dakota Fest. He's at the Plains Commerce booth. More from Mr. Zortman here coming up in the hour. I'm Craig Maddock. Sitting in for Mr. Z here this hour. You hear a lot of Bill coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Normally hear me on AM 1230 and FM 98.1, KWSN, Sioux Falls Sports Radio. And they said, hey, since you're a sports guy, I guess you got to come in and talk golf and be with the golf boys. I said, absolutely. In fact, let's talk with Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic.
Good morning.
Doctor, nice to see you.
Nice to meet you this morning. Happy birthday, Craig.
Hey, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, also specialty orthopedics, may be joining us here in a moment. They're, of course, the doctors of the business of golf. And Dr. Max, you've been in the business for, 30-plus years, staying healthy, whether it's golfing or any athletics. It's pretty darn important. What is the big key you tell folks who want to be active?
Well, I was just listening to Paul Daugherty, the doctor of bagology, and I think listeners on the show, they didn't go to Walmart and pick up a set of golf clubs, and they're not out at the hole or any other golf course playing with that bag. They understand that everyone is different. Everyone has a different swing. Everyone has a different body structure, and Paul caters to that. That is kind of the difference between the chiropractic philosophy and the medical philosophy. Medical philosophy treats us all the same. You got a headache, take Excedrin. You got inflammation, take this. And we know we all react differently to drugs. We all know that we have friends and relatives that have been told they have high blood pressure, and after four or five different kinds of blood pressure medications that make them feel like crap, they wonder what to do. And you have other people that say, I take this and it brought my pressure down and I feel fine. So everyone's different. And when you go to your chiropractor or when you come into Reinecke Chiropractic for a consultation or examination, we are going to look at you much like Paul Daugherty looks at your swing and breaks it down and says, because you're special, you need this. And as a chiropractor, we're going to say, this is a special problem you have, and this is what we need to do that is different than anyone else.
What
part of the body wears out fastest? Maybe first, you know, since we're all getting a year older. We all want to stay active. Is there a part of the body that wears out?
I
think it's my knee. I'm feeling it right
today. I'd be a smart aleck and say it's the part that you use the most or has the most stress.
Uh-huh.
And for a lot of us, it is the knees. And there's a good joke about a farmer that comes into his doctor and he says, "I got this knee that's bothering me, doc." And the doctor says, "Well, you know, that knee's 75 years old, Harry." And the farmer says, "Yeah, so's my right knee, and that doesn't bother me." And that lets us know how things wear out. And if you're having pain, with our ARP wave therapy, we can help you with that. And if you've had an injury that you think has healed up and has resolved, it might be the kind of thing that leads to more of a recurrent problem, and eventually you wind up with a chronic injury that's going to take something like Tim Lee Burton to take care of.
Why should I check with you before I have a surgery?
For one thing, no one ever leaves the office with a scar. And you always have scar tissue after surgery. I think it is prudent to have a second opinion before any surgery. There are some surgeries that are obvious. You have a broken bone that needs to be pinned, whatnot. But for surgery on a wear and tear injury, something that's been chronic, and you're looking for a solution, it never hurts to see what's special about my body that is causing this reoccurrent injury, and can a chiropractor help me with that? Whether it's due to a pinched nerve making a muscle weak, whether it's due to joint mechanics that the joint isn't functioning properly, and mm-hmm. adjusting those bones can improve that movement and reduce the wear, or whether it's that chronic scar tissue buildup that our ARP wave neurotherapy works to
right.
reduce.
How about after surgery? You've had a surgery.
After surgery is a perfect time to come in and get rehabbed with ARP. Some of the facilities in town that the surgeons that don't have in-house therapy have sent us their post-op patients to get ARP wave therapy on. If I can use Core Orthopedics has sent us patients, and I do want to compliment Dr. Tim. If you're out there, he sent me a couple patients last week, and Dr. Tim, you're two for two. Both of those patients needed chiropractic. Both of them turned out have some sacroiliac instability. I've talked about that on the radio before. That's when your hip is so far out, an adjustment, just a mere adjustment doesn't put it back in. You need to have that sacroiliac joint stabilized with a support belt.
He's Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. Is Dr. Tim Lee Burton available? Is he on phone here today, John? Okay. All right. Dr. Tim Lee Burton with Specialty Orthopedics. If you were Tiger Woods' doctor right now, what would you be recommending? That back of his, apparently he just... can't get that fixed.
I've kind of turned into a tiger basher.
I think he's got to get some rest.
He needs to get some rest. And Austed talked about him playing in his own tournament. I think he's going to be playing in his own mind. Is what's going to happen. If I were Tiger's doctor, I would be telling him to get a second opinion, and I would start with some of the best. Sports injury chiropractors around, and go from there. Paul was talking about how there really hasn't been that many things change in golf club development in the last 5 years.
Yeah, technology there, yeah. You bet.
In the technology of the chiropractic adjustment in the last 5 or 10 years, we have included traction into the adjustment. And the chiropractic adjustment is the kind of thing that seems a little scary to people. It's the thing that when you wake up with a kink in your neck thinking, God, I can't move my head, what good would it do to me to go to a chiropractor that's going to, you know, crack my neck or whatever? But that adjustment is so scientifically calculated that it always results in a ah rather than an ow. And adding traction to the adjustments has really increased the efficacy and has really improved the results of mm-hmm. adjustments. I can probably get done in 2 or 3 adjustments what it took 2 or 3 weeks with the old technology.
Sure. Let's go to your picks. By the way, I have gotten the picks for Dr. Tim Lee Burton for the Barclays this week. Would you like to hear Dr. Tim's first? Because Tim has already decided. You've already decided on yours, right? You won't pick people that Dr. Tim Lee Burton will pick.
I really want to jump on Sergio, but the angel has already picked me someone else. So go ahead with Dr. Tim's.
All right, Dr. Tim is going to go his A list with Ricky Fowler, Phil Mickelson on the bench. On the B side, he's going with Rory McIlroy. I mean, hello, duh, right? You got to take him. Bill Haas as well. And then on the bench, Jason Day, Webb Simpson. The C group, Sergio Garcia. We've heard that before, too, haven't we? And Jimmy Walker on the bench. Is that going to change your mind at all there, Dr. Max Reinke?
I can't argue with my angel. I never have, never will.
So you're going to go with?
Oh, my picks.
Yes.
First of all.
First round of the FedEx.
Dave Austin, if you're listening, Dr. Tim usually teases me about my pronunciation of golfers' names. But when the music came on and broke up your sales pitch there, it was because Craig was reaching for a pen for me because my mom told me every time I hear a new word, I should write it down. And you used the word impetulant, which I'm sure is a cross between petulant and impetuous. But I really enjoyed that.
Man.
And I hope when I get to be as old as Sergio, I'm impetulant too. My A player is Adam Scott with Ricky Fowler on the bench. B players, Jim Furyk and Justin Rose with Chris Kirk and Webb Simpson on the bench. My C player is Andre Romeo with Nick Watney.
Alrighty. On the bench. Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, where are you located?
37th and Center. We're just north of the Hy-Vee on Minnesota Avenue. Call 335-0880.
Doc, nice to meet you. Nice to have you in today.
Thank you.
Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. Just ahead, more from Dakota Fest with Mr. Zortman and Randy Durheim. Puts golf and life in the same sentence. It's coming up here on Kello. All right, we're back on Kello. I'm Craig Maddox sitting in for Bill Zortman. Zortman's over in Mitchell. We're going to hear from him in a moment from Dakota Fest. But my good friend Randy Durheim is here. Mr. Pinnacle, Foley's, Callaway's, Trey, Elements on A, my former Brownie.
And little did they know. You know, 30 years later, Mike Kronforce is probably up in Minneapolis smiling right now, the Brown Institute legend that he was. So
he was my teacher.
Yeah, it's great being with you. He's my teacher, too.
Yeah.
We're like twin sons with different mothers.
Everything he taught me, I did not do. So that's where I'm at. If I would only listen to him, maybe. But
well, you've had a great career in radio, so congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate that. Well, you got a great career going, too.
Well, I'm proud of our restaurants. Clearly, I'm part of a company. You know, four great properties in Sioux Falls that Pinnacle Hospitality operates, Foley's, Callaway's, Trey, Elements on 8th, in the Hilton Garden Inn, 150 employees. Life is good. So,
Your topic this week?
Well, you know, my topic this week is actually based on Heath Slocum. For those of you that were watching the last tournament, Heath was going in and out of the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs, the FedEx Cup, is a remarkable way to make some real extra money. Heath is a journeyman golfer. He came down the stretch 16, 17, 18, and every time they would flash his score, he was oh so close. And that's a lot like life. You know, we are oh so close to perfection, oh so close to greatness, but things don't always go the way that you want them to go. And that happens in business. It happens in your personal relationships. It happens, you know, as a father or mother. So, you know, being oh so close is actually okay. I mean, Heath is going to walk away from that experience, and he's going to learn about what it takes to get to that next level, which in his case would have been the FedEx Cup, you know, playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But oh so close mm-hmm. is really easy. We see it all the time in sports. You know, the Vikings are a field goal away from going to the Super Bowl. We're a ways away from that era right now.
I was feeling pretty good there until you brought that back to me, Randy. But you know, but you're right.
But you're, you know, that's what happens. Everybody is oh so close.
Did you see the Little League World Series coach that they lost in dramatic fashion over the weekend? And he's talking to his kids about how, you know, that's going to be what you're going to focus. What will happen to you in life as well at times?
Exactly, it happens all the time. Sports is a great analogy for life, and that's why I like, you know, the topics that we talk about on this show and the analogies between golf and life and being oh so close and just learning from it and moving on from it.
Your picks this week in the Barclays.
I've got Brent Snedeker as my A. Ricky, you know, has had a great year. He's on the bench. Rory, as you say, a slam dunk, is a B. Jason Day is a B. Webb Simpson and Jim Furyk. Jim just, you know, makes money every time he plays golf. Yep. Jimmy Walker's a C player, Kevin Na. And then I also have Project Ones. I'll just read his real quick. He's got Mickelson with Ryan Moore on the bench, Jordan Spieth and Bill Haas, Webb Simpson and Jason Day on the bench, Ryan Palmer and Brendan Todd mm-hmm. on his bench.
Made for TV. A lot of folks are going to be watching this one.
Hopefully ratings sustain. I mean, without Tiger and without some of the big players, the Ryder Cup ratings are going to be real interesting to see how they go.
All righty. Randy Durheim, my good friend. Always great to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Craig. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Just a couple of minutes left. Let's join Bill Zortman over at Dakota Fest in Mitchell. Mr. Zortman, do it to it, buddy. Bill?
Hey, we're back out at the Dakota Fest, and we got all kinds of guests that are gathering for the 10 o'clock hour. You just got to stay around. You're not going to believe the people that showed up, the money that's blowing around, the peanuts. We're going to talk to bank presidents. We're going to talk to development directors. We're going to talk to even the guys that are in the Batmobile that have made it over here. But we're looking forward to it. I do need to mention Comfort King. One of the things that I always do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is talk about how I can get up so early in the morning and make it to Mitchell, South Dakota, or make it to Ottawa, Iowa, or wherever it might be. But Chris Larson at the factory for Comfort King in January actually fitted my wife and I for a Comfort King. It's got the zero gravity. It's got all the things that you should have. And Comfort King has made quite the difference to me. Had no trouble sleeping last night, no trouble getting here. And by the time I got here, even the rain had parted. There was no rain here at Dakota Fest. So if you're looking for a place to get a return on your investment, it's Comfort King. It's near the mall in Sioux Falls. Go see Chris Larson. As I said, we'll be back out here at about 10:07. And in the first hour, if you missed it, we had the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch, on with Tri-State Neighbors Jim Wooster. It was a repeat of a little show that they did in Sioux Falls with the Ag Appreciation Day with the Chamber. And today, they sang a special happy birthday to our good friend, Craig Matic, who is celebrating another birthday today. Those years just keep rolling by quickly, Craig. I just don't know how that happens. But they had not performed since they were on stage in Sioux Falls, so they came to you from Mitchell, South Dakota. It's a beautiful day over here. This is day two at Dakota Fest. They expect 30 to maybe 40,000 people, and we're at Plains Commerce, 524W. As you come into the park itself, you'll have a chance to go by the Farm Bureau, and you could sign up for a 24-month lease on a ram that we're working with Billion on, and Sue Martins has been working that. But we appreciate the chance to be here, appreciate the audience staying with us today. John running the controls, Craig and all of the Business of Golf guys. But for this hour, our time's up. Thank you for yours.